Krista Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And today, we'll meet 16-year-old clarinetist Joseph Folwick. Joseph, we hear playing right now with the Metropolitan Youth Symphony. In this concert recording, he is really hamming it up, walking around stage while playing this melody. I've got a video in the On Deck section of our website. You really have to check it out. It's so fun. In addition to playing with the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, this summer, Joseph Folwick also won the concerto competition at a summer band camp called YMA, Young Musicians and Artists. We'll hear more about that in a minute. First, though, I wanted to know how Joseph chose the clarinet to start with, and I asked him that when I visited YMA over the summer.
In second grade, I listened to the school band, and everyone was like, oh, I want to choose the saxophone, or I want to play the trumpet, or I want to play the flute. But it was mostly flute and saxophone, and I thought, is there something that is kind of like saxophone, kind of like flute? And of course, clarinet's not like flute or saxophone at all, but to a second grader, clarinet is like in between those. And so I was like, well, if I don't want to be mainstream, I want to choose clarinet.
Somebody told me that you're not the only clarinet player in your family. Is that true?
That is true. My brother and sister do play clarinet.
So three clarinet players in the same family. Are you all in MYS?
Yeah, we're all in MYS. We're kind of a Folwick trio.
They chose clarinet because of your love for it? They wanted to emulate you, copy you?
I think it's safe to say my brother chose clarinet because I did. My sister chose flute, but she wanted to choose flute. But me and my brother were like, come on, clarinet's better. And she kind of believed us.
Do you ever play together?
We've played trios and... we've played like different combinations of duets between me and my brother, or me and my sister, or my brother and my sister. So we occasionally play around with different combos.
That is 16-year-old Joseph Folwick playing a composition of his own creation called Battle of the Falcon with his clarinet-playing brother, Daniel. It's Joseph who is in the spotlight today on Deck with Young Musicians, a program made possible in part by the ensemble Joseph and his siblings perform with the Metropolitan Youth Symphony, providing young musicians with orchestra, band, jazz, and strings programs for beginning through advanced students. More information is online at playmys.org. Tuition assistance is available. Okay, this summer, Joseph Folwick attended YMA, Young Musicians and Artists, a residential summer camp in Salem. He was one of the winners of YMA's concerto competition, and at the camp's final concert, he played the first movement of Crusell's third clarinet concerto with the YMA orchestra. While we hear that performance in the background, let's hear Joseph's reaction to having won this competition.
It's kind of, I don't want to say unbelievable, because I do believe it, but it's very cool how when you're practicing at home and when you play solo with the recording at home, but then at YMA, it's like, oh my God, it's real. Like this isn't a recording.
And is this your first time playing solo like this in front of an orchestra?
This is my first time being accompanied by an orchestra.
Huh. And are you ready? Are you nervous?
I'm not like 100% ready, more like 97% ready. I'm not really nervous as far as my personal level of preparation. I feel like my mind is less prepared than my fingers. My fingers just kind of move on their own, and my mind is just trying to catch up.
So it's a kind of a mind game when you get to the stage, then kind of making sure your brain doesn't psych you out.
More like my mind is just giving up as my fingers just take over.
Sixteen-year-old clarinetist Joseph Folwick is playing the first movement of Crusell's third clarinet concerto with the YMA Orchestra. I had such fun talking with Joseph at YMA. He's a cheerful, creative guy. In fact,
my clarinet actually has an Instagram.
Is it really?
Yeah, her name is Grace Folwick on Instagram. I actually don't have one. Grace got one before I did.
And are these photos of Grace in, you know, like nature settings? What's going on here?
Well, sometimes it's just a picture of Grace, and then sometimes it's just, like, selfies of me. And then I've taken, I think the last few pictures on Grace's Instagram is, like, me standing next to a musician that I admire. So it's not really Grace, it's kind of like me and Grace.
Now, speaking of social media, the first time you came into my line of sight was on Facebook. I think somebody must have shared it on your behalf. Maybe MYS shared it on your behalf. You're raising money, like a GoFundMe account or something, for a new clarinet, right? Can you tell me about this?
Yeah, that is correct. I'm raising money for an A clarinet because a lot of orchestral repertoire requires an A clarinet. And beforehand in MYS, when I got an A clarinet part, I would either manually type it into NoteFlight, or I would transpose it like on the spot. So I would have to read a C and then know that that was a B. And that itself is a valuable skill, but I've been notified that I won't actually be able to do that in upcoming music.
Because
the lowest note you could play on a B-flat clarinet that would match an A clarinet is the B-flat clarinet would be playing an E and the A clarinet would be playing an F. But the A clarinet can go down to an E, which the B-flat clarinet can't go low enough to match that. So it's like a note off.
Gotcha. So there's upcoming repertoire at MYS for which you must have this clarinet.
Yes, that is correct. Or I could forfeit the part over to someone else, which is very sad.
So it's been a while since I looked at your GoFundMe page. What is the pitch? Like, how are you making this enticing for people to give? Because you won't be able to play this part if you don't get one, or because it's your heart's desire to pursue music. What's your angle? All I remember is the big goofy face you're making on the picture.
Well, I don't think my face is that goofy. It's more, my face is kind of like a surprised, that picture was set on purpose to give kind of a friendly look.
Yeah.
But my, I guess, strategy was I looked through all my friends, and everyone who had over 1,000 friends, I messaged them and asked them to share it on Facebook, just spread it around to more people. And you had a lot of friends. So you were like, I was like, I hope she shares it.
And I did.
Yes, you did, and I'm glad you did.
And how close are you, how much is the clarinet, and how close are you to getting the project funded?
The clarinet is $4,000, and right now I have almost $1,000 from the last time I checked. Someone donated, I believe, $600 in cash donations.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's almost a third, or over a third way there, which I'm really excited about. I'm really thankful.
I have to assume, then, because you're investing in yourself as a musician, that this is something you want to do far into the future?
Clarinet is where I want to put my future at. I have a lot of reasons of why. One of them, sadly, being I'm not that good at anything else. But it's just what I love.
And do you envision yourself, you're going to be a senior this coming year, do you envision yourself going on to study music in college?
Yes, I want to study music in college. My dream career would be playing clarinet in a professional orchestra. My real passion for music came from playing in NYS, and I just remember sitting in rehearsing Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, and like, I love this, you know?
Can you describe the emotions you feel when you're part of a big symphonic performance like that, a big piece of music, and it's coming up all around you?
Well, the emotions that I have are definitely like adrenaline, if that's an emotion, and just a lot of happiness. But emotions are pretty temporary. I wouldn't say what I have for music is an emotion, more kind of like love, but not love. It's something that just keeps on steadily going up, while emotions are they kind of waver. Like, one day I'm like, oh, I hate Stravinsky, and then the next day I'm like, oh, I love Stravinsky, whereas my passion for music just keeps on going up.
I love that. 16-year-old clarinetist Joseph Falwick. I visited with him over the summer at YMA, Young Musicians and Artists, a summer camp held on the campus of Willamette University in Salem. Joseph was one of the winners of YMA's concerto competition, and we're listening to his performance in the background. I'm Krista Wessel. This has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And I want you to know that every single episode of On Deck has been permanently archived at the All Classical Portland website. To listen to this episode again, or any of the others that came before it, just head to allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck. You can see videos of Joseph playing with MYS, as well as finding links to both his clarinet's Instagram and his GoFundMe page there at allclassical.org. Thanks for joining me today. I do hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.